Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Yeah, Josiah and Herbie here. Another show done and dusted. I'm in the studio. Herbie's doing it live from home. Herbie, you've been speaking a bit fast this morning. What's happening there?
I'm doing everything in full speed because I'm so relaxed at the moment. But everyone should be taking care because we are in stage 3 restrictions. They came into place last night at 12, and so that's why I'm at home. A lot of people across the GV are as well, and we actually got the member from Euroa, Steph Ryan. She came on to let us know exactly how Stage 3 affects the Goulburn Valley.
Yeah, it was a good chat, as always. She's a superstar. Plus, we had Michael from Married at First Sight. We made you busy at home there. We put you to a bit of work as well, didn't we?
Herbie's Hobbies. We launched it today and I made Play-Doh. You can check out a video of how to make Play-Doh if you are at home, maybe your kids are looking for something to do, by going to our socials.
Yeah, a bit of fun there. Hit GV on Instagram if you're not already following us. Plus, we took your calls on House Party, the app. What have you been using it for? And when have you been locked out after you got locked out of your house yesterday? So good, guys. Enjoy the catch-up. Thanks for downloading.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
I've been choosing to do the show in the backyard, out of everywhere in the house. I just think it's good to see the sun rise in the morning. And yesterday I was doing just that. And it was around 10 to 8. I said to you, we're in a song, I'm just going to go to the toilet. And I quickly turned around, went to the door, I've gone, oh no, I am locked outside.
I just don't understand how this can happen because, and I was speaking about this with my roommate Morgan yesterday, I was like, if I was outside doing my radio show, is it possible for the door to lock itself, or would you accidentally lock that door for me? And she's just like, I just can't see that happening. But again, accidents do happen.
Well, and it happened yesterday. I don't know yet exactly what did happen. We've got a cat. Did the cat do it? I mean, did I flick a little switch or something when I came through the door the first time? Don't know.
The update
all I know
hurts.
Is I was outside.
The update the whole Goulburn Valley wants from yesterday is you were busting for the last hour of the show and you couldn't go. I came and picked you up at 10 o'clock. Let everyone know, did you hold on till I came and picked you up and took you to the public toilet, or did you pop a squat?
How ladylike of me. Look, you know, it was some desperate times.
Oh.
And I have helped fertilise the backyard.
I'm pretty sure something else fertilises it. That kills your grass. Believe me, I used to do landscaping. It kills your grass and your plants. That's why you've got dead roses out the back. But your roommate, Sim, she's with us now. She's there in your back garden joining us. Sim, be honest, was it you?
I think it was me.
Could have been Crumpet. Could have been the cat.
She looked a bit sus.
Look, it's because of your routine. You would have just been doing the usual, locking the house, and then yep. Forgot little Herbs was outside.
Sorry about that. Just got a bit sick of you.
Sim, the apology isn't to Herbie, it's me, because I had to come all the way to Maroopna. Such a long drive to come pick her up. She's sitting out the front there in a grey tracksuit and no shoes on. You can see it on the Hit GV Instagram page right now. Have you girls made up yet? Have you kissed and made up?
We have.
Yeah.
Are you about to leave for work? Are we locking the door? Or
I thought about it.
Well, guys, this is what we want to talk about this morning. Have you been locked out of something, Herbie?
Not necessarily have. When?
When?
When have you? Because I think it's like yesterday, I need to go to the toilet. I had to go. I mean, there's got to be worse out there that you were doing something, you accidentally got locked out and you've gone, oh no, I found myself in a complete pickle. We have had a lot of people get in contact at our Hit Facebook page at Hit Goulburn Valley. Narita says, I was 7 months pregnant and was about to be picked up to be taken to my aunt's funeral. I went out to put some rubbish in the bin and somehow locked myself out. I had left a window open, so managed to get the screen off and then had to haul my very pregnant, skirt-wearing self through that window. Thankfully, the window was at the back of the house and not the front.
Whoa. How's this? I've just received a text off my mum. She said, you locked me out of the car when we lived in New Zealand. I was a baby. I was 2 years old. She goes around the car and shut the door. As a baby, I leaned over, pressed the button down. Mum couldn't get in. Dad was at work. She had to call a locksmith to come and break into the car to let me out. You don't think that's every mother's worst nightmare? Hey, Herbie, Courtney from sales, she's just run into the studio. Courtney's in with us now. She reckons she's got an amazing story. Courts, when have you been locked up?
Oh, it was quite a few years ago, and I was at my house in Shep, and I accidentally left the back sprinkler on. So I thought, oh, well, I'll wake up. I think it was like 6 a.m. or something, and I just ran out of the house to turn the sprinkler off. And the next thing I know, bang, the door shut behind me.
Yes.
Now, obviously, most people in the middle of summer don't sleep in many clothes. So when I walked around the front and realised that the whole place was locked up and I'm standing there in my singlet and underwear, looking at my phone, I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? Because, like, literally everyone has their phone numbers stored in their phone. So I only know my mum's landline and I only knew the work phone. So I've walked all the way up to a phone box. It's like just with no pants on. And I literally had to sort of dial through like a reverse charge through to the studio because mum was already at work, so she couldn't help me. So I keep dialing through to the studio saying it's me, and the two announcers at the time just kept hanging up the phone. So I tried like three or four times, kept getting the same thing, and I'm like, oh my God, like what am I going to do? Luckily, they actually rang the general manager and they're like, we've got this call from Courtney. We think something's wrong. We think someone's in her house. Like, oh my God, you need to go help her. So the general manager at the time has jumped in her car, grabbed like a baseball bat because she's not sure what the hell she's going to find when she gets to my joint, pulls into my driveway, and there's me like curled up in the corner because it was so cold in the morning, just in my underwear, like shaking.
I mean, the difference.
She's semi-naked.
Yeah, half naked. The difference between those announcers and Josiah and Herbie, we would have come
you
around.
You guys would have definitely answered for me.
Oh, and we would have live streamed the whole thing on Facebook.
Yeah, thank God it was before any of that sort of stuff. So here's me doing the walk of shame back to my house and just my G-string and singlet. And thank God she came to my rescue, and then we had to get the locksmith round. And
pretty sure that happened in one of my dreams.
I bet you did too.
Because I was the one driving past tuning.
Yeah, and I didn't let her in the house either.
He's terrible, isn't he?
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Now, yesterday I decided to bring some entertainment to other people in the Goulburn Valley who may be in a similar situation where they are isolated in their house. I thought I'd launch Herbie's Hobbies. So come up with an idea every day that I can do throughout the show, and if I can do it within 3 hours, then you can definitely do it in your whole day. And yesterday, the big grand plan was to make Play-Doh. I got all the ingredients. I was very excited to start making my Play-Doh because it brought me back to my childhood. I mean, you and I, we both had it made for us when we were younger.
I used to get in trouble off mum for eating it all the time as well. Don't do that. There's too much salt in that, Josiah.
Everyone loves salt. We like Vegemite. That's us. We're Aussie kids. Anyway, it was all going to plan. It was happening, and then I got locked outside of my house.
Yeah.
So I was on one side of the window, and the Play-Doh ingredients were on the other.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out how you got locked out, because you are doing the show in the backyard, and someone's locked that door, or you've locked the door, or the cat's locked the door. Someone's done it, and I had to come pick you up yesterday straight after the show.
We will get to that later on this hour, around 20 to 8. We'll find out a bit more about how I actually came to getting locked outside my house. But in good news, I thought I'm not quitting. I like the idea of Herbie's Hobbies. I like the idea of people trying to achieve an activity at home. So I'm going to do it today. I am not going to get locked out. And Play-Doh will be made by 9 o'clock today.
So we're relaunching it today, are we, after
we're
yesterday?
We're relaunching, yes.
Do you know what I do? I do like about this segment is I got a text off Grandma when you announced you were doing Herbie's Hobbies yesterday, and she was saying this is awesome because during World War II, we used to listen to the radio, and what they used to do is they'd announce a recipe a day on the radio, and they'd tell everyone what to cook, and then everyone would listen, and then everyone would cook it during the radio show, and then they'd go and listen in, and they'd all report how their radio recipes did when they called the radio station.
The people want it, basically. Your grandma wants it. Everyone wants it back. And do you know what? I might even work towards a recipe by the end of the week. But today, it's Play-Doh.
Well, Play-Doh's technically a recipe. What are you required to make Play-Doh there?
You need salt. You need a little bit of oil. You need flour. You need this thing. It's called cream of tartare. So you're not tartare sauce.
Yeah.
It's in like the near the baking soda in that aisle of your supermarket. So I don't know what it is, but hopefully I can use it in the way it's supposed to be used.
Isn't that the stuff that you chuck on fish?
Maybe.
Chucking your Play-Doh.
Not the sauce, not tartare. Look, you'll find out. I'm going to make a video so everyone can see it on our social.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
A lot of people have been getting around different apps and different ways of communication, as many people are isolated in their own homes, so they're still trying to be social with their friends. And one that you and I are both on, and I think a lot of Australia seems to be on as well, is called House Party. Now, I'm a little bit surprised that not many people knew what house party was before the whole COVID-19 breakout. I mean, I didn't have any clue about it. And then the whispers started, oh, you got to get on house party. And now that I'm on it, I just think it's something that I should have been on for years. I love it.
Yeah, you were addicted, so much so that when you came over to my house on Friday night for dinner, instead of joining us for dinner, you're out there in the lounge room playing house party with your friends. Super yes. Social. It's very, very social.
Yeah, it is. I was with my friends that I really liked to be with. So the ones that I was stuck with, you know?
So essentially house party, for anyone that doesn't know, it's basically FaceTime, except you can join with multiple people at once and you can play games with them. Is that right? Because I've got the app,
yes.
I've been on it, but I haven't really invested myself in it
so
yet.
You become friends with majority of the people that you're friends with on Facebook. And say I would call one of my girlfriends from high school and you're FaceTiming each other. Then if you don't lock the chat, which is a little lock symbol, anyone can jump in that you're friends with on house party or that your friends are friends with. So people can just pop in and out of your chats.
How's this? No joke. On Saturday morning, right, I was cooking brekkie in my kitchen and I went onto house party, the app, because it's like, oh, everyone's on it. I'm sitting there, right, and this is what's scary about it, because like on FaceTime, that you call someone and they obviously answer the phone. I'm just on the app. Then all of a sudden, this is no joke, an ex-girlfriend from like 6 years ago face appeers on my phone. She's like, Josiah? I was like,
yeah.
I said, Annette, what are you doing? She's like, what are you doing on my phone? I said, what are you doing on my phone? And she's like, I don't know. I was just on the app. I'm like, did you call me? She's like, I think you called me. So I must have been fiddling around and pressed something. All of a sudden, this girl's face appears without even having to press dial.
And so a lot of people are using it for the fact of just calling like you. But I thought, interesting this morning, let's see other ways people are using it. Because you and I have seen some pictures on social media. We are yet to attempt their ideas. But they're using it for different ways than just calling people.
Mm.
They're using it really in a creative way to still be connected throughout this breakout.
Well, many workplaces are including, I'm pretty sure ours are using it as well, house party, when they all go into isolation, many of them are already, for their meetings. So the sales team are all meeting on house party and going, all right, so how's our shares going? Are we selling this today? Are we selling that? I've got another mate who's a school teacher. They've been organising their planning meetings on house party as well.
I love that. I think it's genius. I reckon even after everything comes back to normality, we don't have any more stages, we're just living our life, we potentially might live through house party still. Meetings might be run and be like, who uses Skype anymore? We use house party.
Do you know what the
funny... And it makes it sound fun, doesn't it?
It does.
We've got a meeting on house party.
The funny thing is, if you said that you caught up with all your friends and played games with them on a little screen in 2019, you would have been like, you're a social loser. But in 2020, it's the right thing to do.
Oh, you're the most connected person in the world if you're doing it now.
Let's open up the phones though, Herbs. What have you used house party for? 13, 12, 16 is our number. Is it something different like a work meeting? Is it to talk to your kids? Maybe your grandparents have got house party, Herbs.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. Your grandma would love it, I reckon.
Yeah, well, she's on Snapchat, so she'll definitely get house party soon. I might tell her to download that one today. Hey, Megan, what have you used house party for?
Guys, I must say I am absolutely loving house party during this ISO time, and I'm finding it useful for a few things. One thing, I love my cooking, and so I've been getting all my friends involved, and I've been doing Mondays with Megan cooking shows, and which I love, and I hope everyone else does too. And then the second, finding very funny and getting good reactions, is busting in on people's house party dates.
Is it actual dates, like romantic ones?
Oh, I'm not 100%, but I've actually moved to Victoria, and so I am not kept up with my friend's love life. So as soon as I see them in a chat with a boy or a girl, I bust in to check that it's not a new...
This is what confuses me, though. So, Megan, is it when the chat isn't locked and you can see it's not locked that you can just jump in on a random person or a friend's chat?
Yeah. So, if it's not locked, you can just jump in straight away. So, if I see one of my friends and then see a name that I don't recognise, that's when I'll jump in.
Right. Okay.
Just introduce myself, give them a little test, see what's going on.
Give them the tick of the approval. With your cooking show, yes. Megan, are people judging yes. it at the end? Do you have a few chefs, like is George Calamaris popping up?
No, I don't need that negativity in my life.
You got to start cooking better things than cheese on toast then, Megan.
No, we've done nani bread, we've done baked fish. Forget my channel.
You should bloody get on a house party with Megan, Giselle. You need some cooking tips.
Seriously, do. We should do our own house party MasterChef. I like it, Megan. Thanks so much for your call this morning.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I've got some ideas for you guys. I know that a lot of people aren't travelling at the moment, but maybe you're doing more walks around your neighbourhoods and you're meeting other people and you don't know where they've come from, their background, and you're trying to be a little bit cautious because you know some people in the world are already a bit stressed with everything that's going on. So normally when you see someone, like if I was to wave at you from across the street, I'd just give you the big wave.
G'day, mate.
Like, g'day, how are ya? But in some countries, that necessarily might not be the correct gesture to do. So right now I'm going to go through a list of 5 hand gestures that actually are different in other countries.
Well, like giving the finger to someone might be like a nice thing in China or something.
Exactly. So I'll kick it off with, in Iran and neighbouring countries, a thumbs up. We love a good thumbs up. How are you going, champ? That's
good
a
on
thumbs
you, mate.
Up for everyone. Thumbs up is equivalent to flipping the bird. So if we're going over there trying to be all friendly, hey, mate, what's going on? Giving them the old thumbs up? No, don't do that.
No wonder people overseas hate Aussies, because not only do they get drunk more than any other nation out there, as well as England, but they're giving thumbs up to people.
In Malaysia, pointing with your index finger, which is the one normally you're in trouble, or you point at something, your index finger, is insulting. Malaysians point with their thumbs.
Really?
That's weird, isn't it? Well, try do that. Like, stick them out. It feels uncomfortable.
Well,
you're over there.
We had this thing one of the boys invented, my mate Gaundy, where if you see a hot girl, you say, hey, boys, and you point with your finger, right? And so everyone knows you're pointing there.
Yeah.
But you're actually, the girl that you're pointing to is the way your thumb's facing. So it's like a code between the boys.
It's an indicator.
So very similar. So everyone thinks you're pointing towards, 12 o'clock, but the girl's actually at 10 o'clock. And so all us boys know to look 10 o'clock. Everyone else thinks we're looking at midnight, 12 o'clock. So the girl has no idea.
Poor 12 o'clock thinks that she's getting everyone looked at her and then no one asks for a number.
And everyone in Malaysia loves us as well.
In Thailand, the head is the most sacred part of the body. So touching it is very disrespectful. I have heard that actually.
I'd be put in jail over there, though. The amount I touch my face.
Yeah, but it's more touching other people's.
Oh, right. You don't pat them on the head.
Yeah, don't do that. Do not do that. In India and surrounding countries, the left hand is considered unclean.
Yeah, I've heard this one because I'm a left-hander. I think if I lived over there, I'd have to try and
struggle. And in this day and age with everything going on, which hand do you use? If the left one's unclean and the right one, that you're not supposed to touch anything, what do you do?
Well, as a left-hander, I do wipe with my left hand, so I guess they're 100% right. My right hand is cleaner.
So beckoning, beckoning when you sort of wave to someone?
Yeah, come here.
You're like, come here, come hither. So beckoning in the Philippines is a motion only used for animals.
So if I said
to you, wouldn't beckon me.
Herbs, come over here.
You would not beckon me with your hand.
Would
you just maybe use the motion with your mouth?
Is that offensive though too, or is it just like you don't understand, you don't respond to it?
Well, I actually haven't been to the Philippines, but I'm going to chuck it out there. It's offensive. I don't do it.
Just don't pat anyone
on
the head.
Don't do it. Only to the animals.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Married at First Sight, it is back tonight, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9. The reunion kicks off. I am so, so excited for this. And we love this man a lot. His name is Michael. He's one of the characters, or he's not really a character, but he's a
participant.
He's a funny bloke. He's a funny participant, we should say. He joins us on the phone now. Morning, Michael.
Guys, you're some of the few that do, so it's always nice to hear that.
Michael, we love you because you tell it how it is, and over the last couple of episodes of Married at First Sight, we've seen the couples come together and do their final commitment ceremony. They've done their vows saying if they're going to stay together or not. Now, some of the couples, like Casey and Drew, they should have said no from the start, don't you think?
Casey and Drew, should they have said yes or no? I don't know. I mean, they didn't get a fair crack at the experiment, remember? They didn't get their full time. They didn't get their whole time slot. I don't know. I look at their journey similar to my own. There was ups and downs, and it looked like from both parties it was a pretty genuine sort of experience. I think Steve and Michelle, to be honest with you, they wasted a lot of my time. I had to listen to a lot of nonsense coming out of that. And it was, I'll never get that time back. Do you know what I mean?
Hey, let's turn our attention to tonight, Michael. I'm guessing you're no doubt a little bit nervous about what's going to happen. We're teasing something. They're teasing something massive in the promos. Now, I'll cut straight to the chase. Mikey's been on this show and he's been on many other shows as well and ratted his mouth saying him and Stace hook up, who is currently your wife on the show. Is that what you're most nervous about, that coming out, or is it something you've done, mate?
I looked at the promo and I was like, gosh, this makes me look like I've done something wrong. I'll be completely straight with you. I'm all fun and games and, like, you know, I've had a joke and I've never taken anything too serious. Karma's a bitch. And karma swings its sword my direction tonight. It's going to be good viewing. It's going to be good viewing.
We did see Natasha. She's the one who, in the teaser for tonight, she does the speech and she's obviously partnered with Mikey. So it looks like Josiah might be pretty close or spot on when it comes to Mikey and Stacey hooking up. Are we close?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be the one to tell you Santa Claus isn't coming, you know. you'll see it and it will... It'll be really clear, and I don't think it's worth ruining, to be honest. There's so many people that have just spoiled this show.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, it's disrespectful. The amount of work that these people, everyone craps on all the producers, oh, it's such a bad show, it's not good for the mental health. Yeah, okay, guys, but you say that every year, and still you're still going to get people signing up for it. Like, it's on them, do you know what I mean? They signed up for it. The warning signs are there. But yeah, and they put so much hard work into that, and literally it's disgusting. Imagine, you know, you guys doing your morning show, you're working your ass off and getting loads of content, and then you've got, you know, the old mate next door and he's just spilled the whole thing. It just ruins it. It's disgusting. And as professionals, I'm sure you guys in the same industry can appreciate it. So it's crap. It's crap to watch, and you don't get your own say because it's just, you know, you get people that just run their mouths on their Instagram.
Now, Michael, do you know why we've heard that the finale's now on Sunday? There's been it's been pushed out. There's changes that are happening to the show?
Yeah, I think, which it surprises me because I don't know what could be more important in the world at the moment than Married at First Sight. But I think finally people have gone, we might have to prioritise Australia. We've got something a bit more serious going on in our backyard than Married at First Sight, so maybe let's put that on Sunday and we can actually we can see where the direction of every Australian's going to go this week.
Well, that's it as well, and we do like Married.
This is what saved me, to be honest. This like, you know, the amount of crap I've been copping, then this thing comes up and it's like, hang on a minute, there's something worse than Michael Gooden in Australia at the moment. Hey, who brought this thing over, you know? So,
well, there's another conspiracy, mate. You may have brought it over just to try and take the attention away from you.
Don't start that. I'll be sitting in Daily Mail in the next 20 minutes. What have you done? Michael Gooden goes to a market and fornicates with a bat. You know, brings it home. Okay, I'll be the one that's hooked up with a bat.
Oh, your words are not ours, mate.
It'll be printed in a minute, don't worry.
No, good on you, Michael. Married at First Sight, it is a welcome change from everything else that is happening in the world at the moment. We do enjoy it. We enjoy you as well, mate. Best of luck for tonight's episode, and we'll no doubt check in with you very soon, mate.
I enjoy you too. Thanks, guys.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Earlier this morning, we did relaunch Herbie's Hobbies after yesterday's fail attempt as I locked myself outside of my house, so couldn't complete any hobbies. But don't worry, it was back today, and we thought, yes, let's kick it off with Play-Doh. So I'm at home. A lot of people across the Goulburn Valley, they're at home as well. They're thinking about how can we kill time? What can we do with our kids other than maybe watch some TV? Well, that's why Herbie's Hobby is here.
Is this the first time you've ever cooked Play-Doh?
Yes, it is. It is. So I know my mum did it a lot when I was a little girl, but I'd never done it. And so looked onto the old interwebs, very fortunate, had all the ingredients. A lot of people would have these in your pantry, so you don't need to go to the shops. If you do, put it on your list for your big shop when you have to do the essential one for your week. So all you need is a bit of oil, you need a bit of salt, a bit of cream of tartare, blue food colouring I've gone with, but you can do your own colour choice there. Some water, and that is it.
All right, the big moment though, because you and I are on FaceTime to each other at the moment while we do this radio show. The reveal of the Play-Doh, you had till 9 o'clock to get it done. Herbie, with 20 seconds left on the show, how did you go?
Damn, I've done it.
Wow, Herbie, well done. You know what? I'll give you a one person round of applause for that.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that looks delicious.
I will put a picture up at our Hit Instagram at Hit GV. You can check out the blue Play-Doh on our story there, and I'll be doing a video so you can all follow along at home with the exact ingredients and how to do it.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
It is time for What's Your Occupation? It's probably one of the favourite things that you and I do on the show. We suck at it, but we love it. So you guys call up, tell us your car on 13, 12, 16 and where you guess your occupation. So far, for how long we've been playing, we've only guessed correctly once, and that was you.
Well, there's a lot of jobs out there. It's a tough game in our defence. However, let's see if we can guess this one this morning. Shay's in Yamboona. Morning.
A Land Cruiser.
Ooh.
Land Cruiser, okay. Are you driving at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. Are you working at the moment?
Yeah, I just finished work, yep.
Okay, Here we go. There's a little clue. What colour is your Land Cruiser?
Silver.
Interesting.
I'll have a crack. You've just finished work. Are you some kind of factory worker?
No.
Okay, no. I was really making it broad there to help myself too. Kind of selfish.
Here we go. I reckon you are in the racing industry. You're working with the horses. You got up at 2. You've been feeding the horses, getting them ready for the day ahead. You're going home for brekkie and then back to feed them later.
Not quite, no.
Good news is, Shay, you've won a Macca's voucher. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Shay, what do you do for work?
I'm a farmer. So I just finished milking the cows.
I was going to say, geez, you kick yourself.
Pretty close. So you're a dairy farmer?
Yeah, yep.
How's things going for you at the moment?
Yeah, pretty good at the moment. Just trying to get through. We're pretty lucky considering some people are losing their jobs and whatnot.
You guys had it tough at the end of last year, so I think it's great to see that you're very much needed now.
Yeah, that's right. We feel very appreciated, which is good.
Good on you, Shay. Just hold the line. We'll grab your details, but congratulations.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
She's the member for Euroa. She's the deputy leader of the Nationals Party, and she joins us on the phone now. Morning, Steph Ryan.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
We're good. Now, Steph, stage 3 restrictions, they came in last night at midnight. What does that mean for the Goulburn Valley?
They did. So the key change is that public gatherings are now limited to just 2 people, except for your family who you live with, or for the purposes of going to work. So the advice from the government now is that there are really only 4 reasons why you shouldn't be at home. If you obviously have to go out and shop for food or essentials, if you need to look after someone, so medical care or compassionate reasons is also fine. Exercise, but again, we have to remember to do that in no more than groups of 2, so you can go for a walk with someone as long as you're adhering to all those social distancing rules, and then work and education. So there are obviously still a lot of workplaces that are open and it's fine to go to work as well. So playgrounds and skate parks are closed now as well, so this is going to have a huge impact on people. I think there are some people who are probably relishing a little bit of time at home, but we'll wait and see how long these restrictions drag on for.
Do we know, because school holidays is on at the moment for Victoria, do we have any indication what's going to happen? Is school going to return, or is that being pushed out?
Look, the sense is, I don't think a decision's been made on that yet, but the sense is that the Easter holidays might continue longer than they usually would. I think my sense is the government's really just looking at the data and trying to understand what's happening with the trajectory of infections and community transmissions before they make those calls, I think.
Right. Hey, Steph, I know you're the member for Euroa, but have you got any word? We do have a lot of the border towns listening this morning. Obviously, we're the only 2 states that haven't shut our borders, in New South Wales and Victoria. Are they going to keep that border between the 2 states open? You got any word on that?
Look, I don't categorically know, but I would be really surprised if either New South Wales or Victoria shut the border, and that's largely because towns like Atukamauama or Burundonga, they really rely on each other for basic services, like, you know, for example, health, major health services. The workforces cross a lot. Lots of people might live in Moama but work in Atuka and vice versa. So I think that the New South Wales and Victorian governments would be reluctant to do that. Obviously, other states have. South Australia, Queensland, Tasmania have all closed their borders except for essential kind of travel. So it's possible, but at this point, I really don't think that it's likely.
Okay, cool.
And one thing that's confused, I know, a lot of residents is when it comes to couples or even families. So I know one of my housemates, her partner lives in Bendigo. Can they go between each other? Or Josiah, his family's in Sydney, my family's in Melbourne. Can we see our family at this time, or is it you stay inside your own home?
You know, this is one of the things that has perhaps created the most number of questions to me. From my conversations with the federal government, I think it's fine if you're the only person visiting. So it's basically one visitor at a time. So, you know, if you're if you don't live with your partner, I think you can still go over to their house. I think that's fine, but you really need to be the only visitor who's there.
Right, that makes sense as well. Because, yeah, when you hear there's only two people in a household at a time and then you've got two walking in public, it's like, oh, no, you know, there's parents. You know, Herbie's got, you've got five siblings in her family as well. That'd be tough to kick three of the siblings out.
Yes, absolutely, Herbie. Don't kick your family out. So,
I think I'll get kicked out before I kick them out.
Well, Steph, we really appreciate your time. Thanks for clearing it. No doubt we'll keep checking on you. Sorry to keep hassling you. Hopefully it doesn't go to that. When it goes to that next stage, we might check in with you again, but fingers crossed it doesn't, and we still see that the curve start to continue to flatten, I guess, because it has started.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that trajectory is starting to come down from what we see, so that's a really good thing.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Steph. That is Steph Ryan, the MP, the member for Euroa, and the deputy leader of the National Party.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Here's a fun little thing to do while everyone's in lockdown, or, you know, we're in stage three. It came into effect last night at midnight, Herbs, is many people have been going around the neighbourhood putting teddy bears in the windows. Have you seen this? We talked about it last week, I think, on the show.
Seen it. I haven't seen it here in the Goulburn Valley. I've seen social media pics from people I know sort of in the bigger cities.
Yeah, my parents chucked up a teddy bear the size of
me. Yeah.
You see that on there?
That's the one I really did notice. It was huge.
They texted me the photo. I chucked that up on my Instagram. But everyone around the Goulburn Valley, I'm in a couple of pages in Shepherd and Kyle. They're all doing it as well. My next door neighbour's got teddy bears in the window right here on our doorstep. It's happening right here across the Goulburn Valley. But also, I don't know who did it. I believe it could have been our next door neighbour. Shout out to them if they are up early listening. But with kids in lockdown, people are coming up with many different creative ways to keep the family entertained. And yesterday we saw on social media people are getting old tyres, like from your car, yeah, and they're putting them in the backyard and filling it with soil and planting little plants and trees.
Oh, that's good.
Also,
I mean, annoying if that's your spare tyre.
No. People having to take it out the boot. Well, people don't need their cars really anymore anyway, so they're just taking them off the car.
Yeah, exactly.
Another one was yesterday. This was nice. On top of our letterbox and all the neighbours in our street got this one, was a rock.
Oh, like just a rock, everyday backyard stock standard rock?
Yeah, no, the kids had painted and put two little eyes on it, so they're doing things like that.
Pet rock.
A pet rock.
So we got a pet rock. Oh.
So I come in yesterday, right, and I was like, look at this, Morgs. How nice is this? Some, you know, kids around the neighbourhood have... they've chucked a rock on our letterbox. This is really sweet. You know, they're doing it with
their
time.
They've painted it?
Yeah, they've painted it, put eyes on it. Morgs is like, nah, bring that in off the letterbox ASAP. I was like, why? Mate, it's all decorative and pretty. She says, probably, you know, people trying to roll us. What do you mean, Morgs? She's like, well, you know how people, they do something to your house out the front or whatever, and if you don't move it, it's like people that leave their bins out when they go on holidays.
Yeah.
You got to get a friend or a neighbour to bring them in for you, otherwise people know you're
people
not at home.
Know, yeah, leave a light on.
She's like, if we don't bring the rock in, they probably put it there on purpose and then they can roll us.
Isn't your neighbour a baby?
No.
Like a toddler?
No, she's saying it wasn't the kids that did it. It could have been a random, like adults are doing it to try and...
I can tell you now, this is the one time that robberies are going down because everyone's at home.
It's actually a good point, isn't it? We do live in one of the highest break and enter regions in the whole of Victoria, right here in the Goulburn Valley. So you wonder, I wouldn't mind seeing some statistics to see, because 2019 they said we had record numbers.
They're definitely, like, I read something in, I can't remember which big paper it was on the weekend, and they've gone down. Which makes
that
so much sense, because everyone's home. So you can't just break in when they're home.
So if anyone wants to roll a place, just look out for some colourful rocks today.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.